The complaint alleges that the Jobs First Coalition sent misleading campaign mailers that claimed that 94th Assembly District Democratic candidate Steve Doyle of Onalaska didn't pay his taxes on time. Attorney Michael Mastelman filed the complaint against a foundation. He represents the Democratic Party of Wisconsin. Mastelman says there's no evidence suggesting Doyle has been late on his taxes.
We've obtained affidavits from various clerks, others that have gone through the records, the tax records that and every time somebody does, they come back saying, no, all of the taxes that Steve Doyle has owed have been paid on time and sometimes have been paid early.
But the Jobs First Coalition has released a document that it says proves Doyle was late paying his 2009 property taxes on several properties he owns in La Crosse County. Doyle faces West Salem Republican John Lautz in a May 3rd election, which will determine the next state representative for the 94th Assembly District. Republican Mike Hipsch held the seat for over 10 years. He is now the Secretary for the Department of Administration as part of Governor Walker's administration. The Jobs First Coalition describes itself as a nonprofit advocacy group devoted to creating and retaining, quote, family-supporting jobs and making them top priorities for government community leaders. Steve Rysom, Wisconsin Public Radio.